Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to the Limitless Woman podcast with your host, Jackie. I am a mother, a business mentor, a holistic life coach, a seven-figure business owner, and someone who is obsessed with all things personal, spiritual, and business development, and helping other women to have it all. So if you are here, you're ready to overcome your limiting beliefs, claim what you truly desire, and learn how to actually make it all happen. All right, let's get limitless. Hello, beautiful people. What's up, and welcome to today's Ask Jackie episode. I'm so excited to be here with you all and speak really openly and honestly about this question. When I received it, I just knew I had to answer it right away because I feel like this is a very important thing to speak to. And I really hope that through my conversation today, you might be able to walk away with a different perspective on this kind of feeling. So for those of you who are new here, hi, hello. Every month slash whenever I want to, I mean, I know the last one was like last week or the week before, but I just really wanted to speak to this. So here I am. Every month plus minus, I do an Ask Jackie episode. And this is where you have the opportunity to send in any questions that you want to know about, something that you really want me to go balls deep into so that you can have guidance, support, and understanding of how to navigate something in your life. And this can be anything. It can be something in your business world. It can be something in your relationships and your money and your health and your career and your purpose and your spirituality, literally anything. I invite you to bring it, whatever is alive for you, bring it to the goddamn table. And so if this is you and you're like, oh my God, I want to ask Jackie something, literally DM me after this and ask me your question, and I will put it in the metaphorical hat to speak to in the next Ask Jackie episode. So today's episode is really based around the question that I received, which is, how do I know if my current 3-year relationship is the right one for me? What a powerful question, first and foremost. And I really do honor anybody who has this kind of, floating around in their mind at the moment, has this kind of potential doubt, potential question that's just kind of floating around a little bit and being invited into explore, because it's not an easy place to be. And like I said right at the beginning of this, my intention today is to speak really openly and transparently with you guys. And I'm going to say off the bat that I am not the coach or mentor who parades around an idea of a perfect relationship. I personally deeply believe that relationships are our biggest learning grounds, that relationships serve as the greatest opportunity into transformational growth than almost anything else in this world. And it is because of this that I want to speak really openly, in that, you know, I definitely see a lot of pressure in the industry, or a lot of people who assume that there's a lot of pressure in the industry to look and feel and sound a certain way in all aspects of their life, you know, with this idea of like, unless my life is perfect, nobody's going to work with me. And unless I have it all together, nobody's going to work with me. And as always, I really want to serve as a rebel to that and just remind you that you as you are is fully enough, right? So this is a bit of a tangent, but I'll wrap it all around together. Why I say that is because Tom and I have been together now for almost 5 years, and our relationship has been far from perfect, right? Like we have a really beautiful relationship that is open-hearted and in deep, I want to say deep communication, but like I guess that's the word for it. Just it's a really beautiful, open-hearted relationship that we've really worked fucking hard on to get to a place of really good communication, get to a place of deeper understanding, get to a place of deeper acceptance and love and respect for one another. And we've gotten there not because we have been like perfect all along, but because we have been thrown in the ring with some of the biggest, not only life challenges have been thrown at us while we're together, but just personal challenges and personal frictions that we've both had to work through and navigate within ourselves and together. And I share this really openly because, well, number one, it's a big part of my belief that, again, like relationships really are these like, I want to say like battlegrounds to learn deeper about yourself. But what I mean by that is, if you decide to, and if you really follow this path, relationships can be your greatest initiation to that transformational growth, right? I really do think that there is this presumption that relationships are this beautiful unicorny thing that are really easy all the time. And if you're with the right person, you never argue, you never fight, it's just really, really easy. I almost want to argue against that to start this conversation. Part of me feels like if you are in the assumption that the right relationship is one that you are going to never argue, never fight, and never have any challenges in, it might actually be the wrong relationship. And why I say that is because you can essentially choose to be with one person or another. One person is going to bolster you, tell you that you're perfect, tell you that everything that you're doing is just amazing, that the way that you're acting or behaving is totally okay, and like they're going to fully, serve as a enabler in a way. The other person that you could be with is somebody who challenges you to be your best self. Now, this does not by any means whatsoever mean that by challenging you to be your best self that they degrade you or tear you down or tell you how shit you are or anything like that, but it's more really bringing into awareness the parts of yourself that you might not even be aware of, or that you might not be ready to face, or that you might not even know exist within you, that are now ready to be healed and to be alchemized. And being in relationship with another serves as such a magnificent mirror for these kinds of experiences. So I guess to really answer this question, first and foremost, you know, are you with the right, is your 3-year relationship the right one for you? You've got to really define, like, what does right actually mean for you personally? Because right means something different for everybody, right? And like I've just said earlier in this conversation, for me personally, if I was with somebody who would just constantly tell me how amazing I am and like never challenge me to grow and really enable some of my shadowy tendencies, like I definitely have shadowy tendencies. I can be manipulative. I can be really it's like a form of anger that's like venomous, you know, like I can be really venomous with my words. I definitely am someone who feels a lot of safety in micromanaging. And these are all things that if I was with somebody that was like, you know, this is fine, don't worry about it, like I'll change in order for you to be able to be like that, I would never, ever be able to heal the deep core wounds that cause me to be that way. You understand that? So I think it's really important to first and foremost define what right means to you. What does right mean to you? It's really important to have an understanding of what your ideal relationship is, right? And when I said right at the beginning of this that like I want to speak to this in a different way, and I really want to hopefully kind of like bend a bit of perspective here, obviously the answer to this question of are you with the right person, this is a really complex question, and there are a lot of nuances within this, and obviously there's a lot of context that I'm sure exists as well. But the answer that I'm going to give you is hopefully one that can shift the way you're looking at this. So first and foremost, you've got to understand, yeah, cool, what is right? What does the right relationship mean, right? Because like I said at the beginning, I don't believe that a quote-unquote right relationship is one where everything is easy, purely because I personally believe that relationships are your greatest mirrors, and the person that you choose to be with gets to be that for you. And obviously you do it again in a really beautiful, like open-hearted way, and it's never about degrading and like ripping people down and like undermining their self-esteem, but it's in this way that allows it to be safe for your shadow to be seen, and your shadow is not shamed and judged. Your shadow is like kind of called into the light through love. And let me tell you again, this has not been a journey that Tom and I have naturally come into. We have been really putting a lot of work into our relationship. I mean, there's multiple different iterations of this, obviously, throughout the time we've been together. But most recently, I would say the last 4 to 5 months have been deep in a brand new iteration. Obviously, having become parents, like there's been so much that shifted and changed. And we've really had to navigate our way through some really intense shadows, some really big challenges, some really big triggers that didn't exist before, or maybe did, but they weren't yet brought into the light like they are now. And so anyway, moving back to this conversation, like what is your ideal vision of a relationship? What does it feel like for you? And notice that I never talk about what does it look like? Because especially when you speak to people who are already in relationships, I find that it can be quite difficult, or it can bring up a lot of uncomfortable emotion if you start to ask them to take away the fact of like the person that they're with, right? So it's like, okay, try and ignore that and try and instead feel into what does it actually feel like? What kind of qualities does this relationship have? How do you feel within it? How do they feel within it? And how do you feel together? So when you have an understanding of what that ideal vision is, you can start asking yourself, is this that? And now, this is not a black and white answer. This is not a black and white question. This is not a black and white thing that you're going to be able to solve in an instant, right? Because again, there are so many layers here, and perhaps this person has some of these things and not some of these things. But at the end of the day, when you start asking these questions of like, is this right for me? There are so many things that you have to consider within this. And I will say as well that like through Tom and my journey over the last 4 to 5 months, like I've been, or both of us have worked with relationship mentors over the last few months, which has been really amazing. And I've personally just invested in one of the ones that we've been working with for 6 months for coaching around all things like relationship, business, life, everything. But it's been really helpful to get a deeper understanding, because one thing that has become really, really clear, and that I really would love a lot of people to understand and a lot of people to have a perspective shift on, is that a quote unquote good relationship or a quote unquote right relationship is not at all necessarily about things being easy and smooth and never having any problems. And if you right now are in a place of conflict with your partner, and you're in a place of like, friction and challenge, and you're kind of questioning, should we move forward or should we break up? It's important here to get really clear on why you feel that way. Do you feel that way because you're just in conflict at the moment and things feel really tough and it's really challenging? Or is there something deeper within you that is beckoning you forward, beckoning you out, beckoning you away? Because I think at the end of the day, there are very strong, undeniable feelings within a person. And these might just be a whisper, or they might be super, super like right in your face. I believe that deep down in your soul, every single person knows the answer to this question. Deep down in your soul. Your job is just to really be able to navigate, is this my ego telling me this? Or is this my soul? Because often when you're in this place of conflict and challenge and essentially like the initiation into either separation or into a deeper, more loving, more open-hearted, more connected version of your relationship, when you're in that place and you can choose to go one way or the other, it's either going to be your ego or your soul that drives you. And this is really important to understand, because sometimes we make decisions out of triggers. Sometimes we make decisions out of, oh, well, you know, this person isn't doing that for me and they're not making me feel this way and da da da, and like having all of this like massive expectation on another, when in actual reality, it's our triggers that are doing the talking. You know, I I've even said this to, you know, multiple times in my own relationship, where it's like, oh my gosh, like he's not meeting my needs, or like my needs aren't being met and da 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 and all of these things. But actually what's happened is, it's again, it's not your real core needs. It's your trauma talking. It's your past relationship talking. It's your limiting beliefs talking. It's your self-protection mechanisms talking. It's your defensiveness talking. It's the you that doesn't want to be abandoned. It's the you that wants to be protected. It's the you that doesn't believe in trust. Right? Like there are all of these different things that you need to wade through before really being able to make a clear decision here. And I think this is the most important piece in this half of the tangent, is like, in order to make a really clear decision about this question, you've got to know whether it's your soul or your ego talking. So if you are in this really challenging patch right now, and you and your partner are maybe butting heads, my mentor Meg talks about it as being like a portal is tension is a portal, right? Like conflict is a portal to deeper connection. And that's something that's always really deeply resonated with me, because like I said right at the beginning, I've always been a believer in the knowing that like the relationships are your greatest mirror. And so you've got to look at what is coming up. Okay. And I guess this is the key piece of today's podcast, where we're going to go for the rest of this. I didn't plan this podcast, what I'm going to say, like this is just what's coming out. So this is the key piece of it, right? It's like, in your current relationship, the things that you are going through that are causing you to ask this question, what are they based on? Are you feeling disconnected from your partner right now? Do you just get home and just scroll Instagram and watch Netflix and not really talk and not really make love and not really connect deeply and eye gaze and actually like spend quality time together, and therefore you're feeling disconnected, and so that you want to break up? Okay, well, because I don't feel connected to this person, or they don't feel connected to me, or we just don't feel connected, right? Are you wanting to break up because you feel like some of your needs aren't being met, but you haven't actually even expressed that your needs are being met? And one of the biggest things that we've learned over the last few months is this like great difference between expressing your needs from a place of like, oh, you're not doing this and you're not doing this and you're not doing this and and like really blaming the other person rather than digging deeper for what is underneath that complaint. And that's what you desire. That's your need, right? So it's really easy to just blame the other person for not doing these things and not meeting your needs and therefore feeling like you should break up. Like, oh my God, this person just can't, you know, they just can't meet my needs. But you need to actually express what your needs are in a clean and healthy way, not in a way that like projects or blames, but that actually just takes ownership for what you need, right? So if you are feeling really disconnected, instead of breaking up and being like, eh, this person, yeah, we're just not connected, like how about saying something instead of like, hey, like, I really would love to have dinner together at the dining room table tonight and talk about something cool that we learned in the day. Or, hey, I'd really like to take Friday night and go out to dinner together, or Saturday morning and go for a walk along the beach without our phones so that we can just really connect. Like, that's really important to me right now. And I miss that. I miss feeling that way with you. That's such a big difference than saying like, man, you're always on your phone and you're just watching TV and therefore blaming somebody else, right? So again, these things that you're going through in a relationship right now, are you wanting to break up so that you don't feel this way, right? And I guess this is actually a secondary part to this as well, is often we want to run from the very things that are calling us forward or initiating us into growth. I'm going to say that again. Often we want to run from the very things that are calling us forward and inviting us and initiating us into deep growth. Often we want to run away from these things because it feels really uncomfortable. And it's so much easier and more comfortable to break up with someone than it is to really lean into what they're sharing with you. And again, this is contextual, right? Because if someone, again, is just like blaming, projecting, being a dick about it, tearing you down about it, it's a very different story. I am just assuming in this conversation that like you're with somebody who is on the same path of growth and deepening into a relationship, right? And I guess that's another part of this too. It's like I guess this is where it has to start. Number one, are you both committed to the relationship above all else? Are you both committed to, I want to say making it work, but like I don't actually like the energy of that saying. So like, are you both deeply committed and devoted to your relationship and your union lasting? Are you both committed to the growth that it would require to get there? Are you both committed to doing the work, both internally, like within yourselves and also together, to grow through this and make yourself stronger on the other side? That's the first question you need to be asking, right? Are you both deeply committed to this and to doing what it's going to take? If you are, amazing. If you're not, that's kind of already enough answer, right? So once you're aware of and you're in that understanding, it's then important to get really clear on the reasons why you're feeling this way. So again, either it's like a potential of just having this like projection and like, oh, this person's not meeting my needs, therefore I'm out. But again, have you even really gotten clear on your needs? Have you spoken to your needs? Have you spoken them in a way that's like a request and not like a blame and projectile? I keep wanting to say projectile vomiting every time I say projectile projection. Yeah. And then it's really about understanding, like, again, that difference between the soul and the ego, right? So the ego will want you to run from anything that makes it uncomfortable, anything that threatens it, anything that makes it feel like it needs to do work or change. The ego is going to run from, right? And that, I think, needs to be a fundamental understanding, that unless you've got a rein on this and you're in like deep awareness of this, if your partner presents to you something that you're doing that is potentially damaging them or yourself or the relationship, and you're like, nah, fuck you, I'm out, that's your ego. If, however, your partner is presenting something to you that really could initiate beautiful growth for you, and you can actually become a better person by understanding and learning and healing, this is a good thing. This is where challenging times are a good thing, right? And so there's that. Secondly, I feel like I've said secondly 100 times, so this is probably fourthly or fifthly or whatever. on the human practical level, you've got to get real with whether you're aligned or not. On a human practical level, I believe that there are three things in every relationship that need to be looked at. Okay? On a human practical level, I believe that there are three things in every relationship that need to be spoken to. The first is values, then it's vision and beliefs. So your values need to align in a relationship. If one of you values risk and adventure, but the other values safety and security, you're constantly going to be butting heads. And this isn't to say that your values need to exactly be the same, but the meanings of them, or what you do to receive that feeling of that value being fulfilled, they need to align, right? So your values need to align. Again, if your values are different, like startlingly different, you're going to constantly be butting heads. One of you is going to try and have risk and adventure. The other one wants stability and security. You can see how that already is going to make you butt heads. And that's something that you can't really change. I mean, you can, but do you want to, right? If these values are like really real to you. If one of you has a value of family and the other one doesn't, what you do on a Sunday is going to be very different. Right? What you're going to want to do. And therefore you might be butting heads and you might feel like you're having to constantly compromise, which is such like a bleh, gross thing, right? Secondly, then it's your vision. Why it's deathly important for a couple's vision to align is because if you want completely different things in your life, you are going to be battling each other each and every day to get them. If one of you wants to travel the world full time and be a digi nomad 24/7, but the other wants to work their way up a corporate career ladder and become a CEO of an already created company and blah, 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 you're going to be battling, right? So your visions, again, your visions do not need to be exactly the same, but they do need to align just like your values, yeah? So your vision needs to complement each other. Because it is so important in a relationship that your goals, your desires, and your dreams are supported by the other. Even if they don't necessarily get the same excitement or like the same fulfillment, right? It's really important that they're supported, that you feel supported in doing what you need to reach them. I personally could, I'm thinking about this. I'm just like, I could personally never be with somebody that's like, nah, you can't do that. That sucks. Like, man, you'll never be that. Like, there's no way. Right? One of my favorite things about Tom is how deeply supportive he is of anything I want to do. And like, it's not a feigned belief. Like, he truly believes in me. And I fucking love that. That's so sexy to me. Okay. So you've got your values, you've got your vision, and then you've got beliefs. Now, beliefs are the things that you can absolutely disagree on. And in fact, I think it's really healthy to have a lot of polarity in your beliefs because it's so good to have robust conversations. And again, if you're with someone who's just constantly agreeing with you, like personally, I don't find that attractive. Personally, that's like not fun or growth for me. So I wouldn't be into that. But your beliefs need to align enough that when it comes to I want to say controversial, but that's not the word. It's like your beliefs need to, let me put it this way. You need to support each other in each other's beliefs. You don't necessarily need to agree with your partner's beliefs, but you do need to have it within you to support their beliefs. So what I mean by that is I'm just thinking about something that's happened, you know, recently in our world. There have been a lot of relationships that have been torn up around the conversation of the, oh, you guys can't see what I'm doing, but I'm like injecting my arm here, right? You all know what I'm talking about. There have been a lot of relationships that have been blown up because one partner believes that this is something that they should do for their family, and the other believes that this is definitely something they don't want in any of their blood of their family, right? And so in a situation like this, two beliefs are conflicting, completely different. So what do? You have to support and respect your partner enough if you are devoted and you are committed to the relationship as a whole rather than yourself and your needs and your rightness. You have to, whether you agree with it or not, support the other in their beliefs. And obviously this is, again, super contextual. Like if it's harming somebody else, if someone's belief is harming the family or harming somebody, it's a totally different story, right? But it's important just to say that. So yeah, again, I'm gonna recap that for you. It's really important that your values, your vision, and your beliefs align. They do not need to be 100% the same, but they need to align. So if you are listening to this and you're like, well, we don't have the same values, this is where we're fighting about this, or like we don't have the same vision, so we're constantly trying to do two different things and try and make something of it, this is where you now get to get really clear on that question, right? Actually, is this the right person for me? You might love someone deeply and there might be a lot of fun and whatever between you, but if you don't want the same things, if one of you wants kids and the others doesn't, if one of you wants to own 20 houses and the other wants to live on a farm in a wood cabin and that's it and live off the land, you're going to constantly be fighting. And it's in situations like that that you need to get radically honest. Is this the right person to build a life with based on these questions, right? So I'm going to recap this whole episode. You've got to define for yourself what the right relationship is and what the right relationship means to you. Because it is my belief that any relationship can be transformed if you are both deeply committed and devoted to the relationship growth as a whole, right? It is my belief that any relationship can be wholly transformed in the most beautiful, divine way to create greater connection, more closeness, greater intimacy, more love, more connection, everything. If you are both on the same path and you both desire that, right? If you find yourself banging your head a million times, trying to have the same conversations, trying to pull your partner along for the growth, pull your partner into the experience, it can be really difficult. And this isn't necessarily to say like then that person is the wrong person for you if they're not growing on your own timeline and not growing with you on the timeline, because I think that's really dangerous. That person might just need more time, right? Or better understanding, or a different kind of conversation, or, you know, professional supportive help through either a mentor. Like I say, like I'm deep in the world of relationship mentorship at the moment, and it's fucking beautiful. And it's been so transformative for me. Or whether that's through like talk therapy with a psychologist, you know, there's multiple, again, different things that come into this before you go straight to the top of like, nah, let's break up. So it's important to get clear on number one, do our values, our visions, and our beliefs align enough to create an aligned life together where we're working on the same things, right? If yes, amazing. Secondly, are we both committed and devoted to the growth of this relationship as a whole and committed to the relationship's existence? Because if one is and one isn't, trust me when I say it's hard. Tom and I both have had iterations. We both of us want to, like, at different times, want to be like, nah, fuck this, we're out. But instead, we have chosen to be deeply devoted and committed to the relationship as a whole and the growth that we each individually get to experience and have experienced together that has now brought us into this beautiful iteration that we're in now, right? And then getting clear on, okay, if we're both committed to this and if we align, what support and help do we need to get there? Because relationships are and can be a really messy zone, right? Where it becomes so much about the ego versus the soul. The soul always chooses love. The soul always chooses what is most aligned in the highest way. So, oh my gosh, I hope that this has helped. If this has resonated, or if anybody wants to know more or hear anything further, my current relationship coach is Meg O'Sullivan, or Meg O'Neill, I think her name is now. But you can find her at I think it's the.meg.o on Instagram. She's amazing. Her and her partner, Jacob, have really helped Tom and I, and I highly, highly, highly recommend getting into their world. But yeah, if this has helped at all or has resonated in any way, please send me a message. I would love to hear your thoughts. All right, gang, if you have any questions, send them my way for our next Ask Jackie episode. Love and blessings your way. Bye. And that's a wrap. Whoop whoop. If you want to find out more about anything we've spoken about today, send me a DM or head to my website, www.jackiesiv.com. Loved this episode? You know what to do. Share, like, rate, and subscribe. All right, loved ones, get on it. Mwah.